You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now.
And you can get live pricing on all home appliances
at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going. Just one little slight hiccup this morning.
Yeah, just one tiny little thing.
Akmal, how are you going?
Yeah, not here.
Yeah, no, he's not well. He's
poor
not
old
good.
Akmal. Well, we should have realised when yesterday at this very moment we opened the microphones up and he sneezed 5 times in a row. Didn't do it before the show, just waited until the microphones were on to sneeze. But yeah, obviously not very well this morning.
No, he's got a cold and I kind of envy him for that reason because he's getting it out of the way early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, he's got his winter cold now.
I don't want to have the Easter break and get sick on the Easter break.
Well, you're going to have to clean up all these dirty tissues over on that side of the desk.
I know, I just did this morning. I've picked up his disgusting tissues. But that's all right. You and me, widow. You and me this morning.
We'll do the show and we've got tickets to...
Yeah, buddy.
Lionel Richie, after 8 o'clock today, your chance to win those. You've got to become a club member, though. 2GOFM.com.au is where you go to do that. And, look.
Footy tickets as well for the Swannies Port game.
Oh, yeah. We've got Swannies tickets.
Port girl, so I'm going to be watching that for sure.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to talk about the Great Australian Barbecue. It's under threat. Now, forget about the old argument of sauce in the cupboard or fridge, because that is by the wayside at the moment, because there's something else that's that started with a Kickstarter funding goal, and they've reached almost $20,000 Australian for this.
Oh, no.
Now, this is in the US and Canada, so I'm going to use the correct term for them. It's ketchup.
Oh, okay.
Or tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And what they've done is I don't know how they've done it. I mean, science has gone to a new level, but they've turned tomato sauce into a slice.
Into a hard slice.
So you know, like you get a Kraft singles,
yes,
like cheese thing.
Yes.
It looks like that, but it's tomato sauce.
Well, that's just wrong town.
It's weird, right?
I mean, I know technology's, you know, advancing and that we should be embracing new things,
but
I immediately go to the good old fashioned Aussie pie.
Yeah.
So some people like to open the lid of the pie, squirt the sauce in.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those people.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you can kind of get it all mixed in with the meat there. But what are you doing? You're opening the pie and putting a slice of sauce inside?
It's very strange. Look, there are some benefits that they point out. You know, it can last up to a year in your pantry. But the main thing is they're saying that you'll have no soggy mess on your burger. So, you know, when you get to the end of a burger, and look, I love a burger with a lot. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
I love a burger with a lot. I'm getting hungry now. But basically,
I bet you go and buy a burger later today. This is so you. You talk about a food and then you go and eat it.
Actually, I haven't had a burger with a while. Anyways, look, the thing is, you know, when you get to the end and it's soggy.
It dribbles down your arm. That's what the whole point is. You've got to have the sauce dribbling down the arm. There's really only one benefit I can see for sliced sauce.
Yeah.
And that is the old Fritz and sauce sandwiches. When you put the Fritz in and then the sauce, and it makes the bread soggy.
What's a Fritz?
Oh, it's Devon. Sorry, I'm from Adelaide. Devon and sauce sandwiches.
Fritz.
We call it Fritz in Adelaide.
Hello, Fritz.
Fritz and sauce.
Fritz and sauce. You weird Adelaidean. So there, it's a thing. It actually exists. You can now put a slice of ketchup on your burger.
Boo.
We're living in the future.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. Brejo a go-go.
All right, so Akmal's not here to derail things, to completely throw these games off. So I'm gonna relish this moment of Rego a go-go with our first caller to the show ever when we first started months ago, Linny from Marty. Hello, lovely.
Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. How are you on this Wednesday morning?
Oh, what are we doing awake at this
point? I know, Linny.
Honestly.
But while you're awake, you might as well be playing a game and winning yourself something nice. And today, Rego a go-go, I just need the first 3 letters from your number plate.
All right. It's C.
Yep.
T.
Yep.
D.
C, T, D. Okay,
yep.
Here we go. Cow licks taste delicious. I mean, I don't know whether you've tasted a cow lick.
Gross, yeah.
What about, this one.
No farmer is going to have you on their property.
No, that's right.
Get away from my cow.
What about this? Climax twice daily.
Even better.
Hey, there we go. We've got a winner for you. That's brilliant.
Good.
All right, Linny, stay there. We're going to get you a prize. That's fantastic. Have a wonderful day. Let's go to Paul in Bluehaven. Hi, Paul.
Morning, Mandy. Long time no chat. How you going?
I'm very well, Paul. It is great to chat to you. I'm sorry my friend Akmal's not here for you to have a chat to as well. You'll have to call back and meet him another time. But what are the 3 letters you're going to give us from your number plate?
D-T-H.
Well done for saying H and not H.
I think it's H.
H. All right, D-T-H. What about we go death to herpes.
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, nobody wants
carry
it.
Carry that around like luggage for all for your life, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, Paul, fabulous. Thanks for playing my dumb game this morning. We're going to send you along to the movies. I think we've got some tickets to the kids' one that's out at the moment.
Yeah, Sherlock Gnomes. Join Cinebars and earn free movies only at Event Cinemas Tuggera. All right, Paul?
No worries. Sounds good. We could see Ozzy Osbourne on there.
Yeah, exactly. He's part of the movie.
Is he part of the movie?
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne's one
I
of the voices.
I didn't know that. That's fabulous. How did they manage to get him to speak properly?
Sharon!
Sharon! Thanks, Paul. Have a fabulous long weekend, my friend.
You too, Mandy. Catch up.
See you, buddy. All right, well, that's it. Your game's wrapped up again for another Wednesday.
Yeah, what's tomorrow's game?
Thursday.
Oh. Can't remember.
They're your games.
I know. It's all right. I'll figure something out.
Are you okay?
It's all right.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
A brain fart.
We'll be back with another game tomorrow.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, I've got a story for you from Melbourne. And I didn't hear about this on the news, actually. This went unsort of reported. A 49-year-old guy who was a tram driver. Well, and I say was, because I don't think he's going to be a tram driver for very long.
Okay.
He was driving a tram just after midnight and fell asleep at the wheel of a tram.
Oh, no.
Now, I thought trams were just kind of locked onto the tracks, a bit like trains.
Yeah.
But no. He fell asleep and he derailed the tram and it banged into a bus stop, a bus shelter.
Yep.
Thankfully, no one was hurt. There was no one on the tram except for him, and there was no one at the bus stop. Could have been a lot worse.
That could have been really
bad. It could have been a really, really terrible outcome. So he actually has been charged with careless driving, and I don't think he's going to be driving a tram again. But, yeah, nodded off just after midnight.
Had an old sleep, had a little bit of a snooze.
So how come the tram went off the tracks?
I think when a tram, you know, like it gets to an intersection where it changes, either straight or right, I think they do technically have to steer it onto the right track there. Yeah, yeah,
righto.
Yeah. So if you're kind of not doing your job, it could jump the track and then,
righto.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tram knowledge.
That's all right. Hey, tram facts here on 2GO. Who would have thought, right?
It's a new segment.
Hey, if you're a fan of trams.
If Akmal was here, you'd say that.
Exactly. No, but look, this is a very bad case of, you know, when you shouldn't nap at work.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some good cases of when you should nap at work.
I think some jobs are actually built for a little cat nap,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're a tradie and you're waiting for some delivery and you can't do anything, why wouldn't you put your head down?
Yeah, have a little snoozer.
Have a little snoozer. Yeah. Under a tree or something. You know?
I've done it. I've done it at work.
Yeah.
When I was living in the UK, working in London, worked this terrible job, hated the job, hated the boss. Me and a bunch of other Aussies worked for this place where we were like, it was like a big event centre.
We
were running stock to different places. And the guys just overworked us, underpaid us, treated us like, we needed a job. What could you do? And so one day the big boss guy was away. He wasn't there to keep an eye on us. And of course we slacked off.
Yeah.
And we just kind of did all our jobs really quickly. I just had a nap in the warehouse and got paid for it.
Oh, that's great.
Because we were both tired. We were getting like 4 hours sleep a night, working 13, 14-hour days. It was terrible.
Come on, we were partying in the pubs.
No.
You were working in the warehouse, going to the pubs, partying all night.
I wish.
Getting up,
hungover. We didn't have any money to do that. I was simply getting enough money to pay the rent.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had this massive nap. Just two guys in a warehouse. It sounds weird, but 3 hours and got paid for it. It was
great. Where did you sleep in the warehouse? Did you have your head on something interesting? Or
it's kind of sad, but it was actually on a pallet full of rubbish that was wrapped in plastic. So it was the softest thing you could find. But if anyone walked in, it would just be two Aussies sleeping on a pallet of rubbish. But it's great. You got paid for it, you know?
Yeah. I bet you felt really smug about that, the fact that, you know, this guy was such a hard boss.
Yeah, he was terrible.
And just such a nasty person that you were able to just, you know, go, right, take this. I'm having a nap.
Yeah, we didn't work for him much longer after that. I actually caught up with him at a wedding recently, and we both reminisced about the different things we hated about that job. So we got one back with having a little nap at work. And it's fine, I think, you know, because there are places in the States, like Google has nap pods.
Oh, yeah, see, that's... Mm. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and they actually promote having a nap at work.
Having a nap at work. Yeah, see, I think we need to embrace this because sleep is really important and you're going to get more productivity out of your people if you have well-slept staff.
Have you napped at work?
Yeah, so I napped here not long after we started.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because
right.
I was getting used to the early starts and I wasn't quite there yet. And
you napped in the sound booth.
There's this little sound booth, which is probably about as big as a toilet or, you know what I mean,
yeah,
like a small
bathroom. Yeah.
So there's a beanbag lying around and I just dragged it in there because it's really dark in there and it's soundproof.
I remember having to go and wake you up. And I was like, I drew the short straw to wake Mandy up and I thought you were going to be so mad when I woke you up.
No, I just had a little nap in the beanbag. So I'd love to know if this is you, if you've fallen asleep at work either accidentally or if you've actually genuinely gone and had a little nap at work.
Yeah. When have you got away with it?
When have you got away with having a nap at work? And I think we've got some movie tickets to give away.
Yeah, we got movie tickets. We got Easter egg packs.
We got nuts.
4324444. Call right now. When have you fallen asleep at work? I've done it. You've done it, Mandy.
Yeah. Look, Al's done it. Our producer's done it. Lots of people have done it. And Ricky from Blue Bay, you've done it as well. Hello.
Yeah. Al, how are you?
Yeah, we're really good. Tell us about when you fell asleep at work, buddy.
I've fallen asleep with it's like a roller pole. It's when you are rolling the walls.
Are you talking about painting? Painting?
Yeah, painting. Yeah, I'm a painter. Yes. And it's a sander on the bottom on the end of it, and you're sanding the walls, and I've actually fallen asleep with the sander on the wall.
On the wall. You've actually got the pole in your hand and the sander's on the wall.
Exactly, yes.
Was that one part of the wall just kind of sanded through? Was it really well done?
Oh, it was well done.
What was the circumstances, mate? Had you pulled an all-nighter the night before, or what happened?
Not an all-nighter. I was just tired. I had a party, and I had to go on to work that morning. yeah, it wasn't good.
Did you spill any paint? Like, have you ever, you know, did you wake up with your hand in the paint or anything?
Oh, I have stuck my foot in the paint by going to sleep as well.
Oh, mate, look.
Ricky, credit, that's too funny.
Credit to you, mate, because I will reno a whole house, but the one thing I will not do is paint. It's the most frustrating job
painting
in the world.
Painting is a crazy, crazy job.
So you're a good man.
Yeah, hats off to you, Ricky.
I love painting,
love sleeping, love bringing the two together.
Look, mate, what we're going to do, we're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and also some tickets to go to Sherlock Gnomes, all right?
Mate, not a problem, man. Thank you very
Beautiful.
Much.
Thanks
You're
for
very
the
welcome.
Call, Ricky.
Thanks for the call. You can call the show anytime, 4324-4444. Join Cinebuzz and earn free movies only at Event Cinemas Tuggerah.
Just quickly, there are some perils of falling asleep on the job. Do you remember the story from many years ago where that guy who was working in the jungle in South America fell asleep, had a little lunchtime nap, got eaten by an anaconda? That did not end well.
Yeah, that's a bad place to wake up.
Wow, that's just brought the whole thing down. Sorry. Sorry about that.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, if you have missed it this morning, the CEO of Cricket Australia has come out to talk about him arriving in South Africa, James Sutherland. And he's announced this morning that Steve Smith, Dave Warner and Cameron Bancroft all are going to be sent home.
This stinks. This stinks, widow. It stinks worse than a cricketer's box, I'm going to say. Because seriously, Darren Lehman has this all over him.
Well, no, they're saying that Darren Lehman had nothing to do with it. He's going to continue on as the coach.
Of course they are. Yeah. Everybody has sort of just closed in, and the three of them have said, say nothing, say nothing. It's not, nobody else is involved. I reckon there's a bunch of players involved. I reckon Darren Lehman's involved. And they've gone, right, we'll cop it.
Yeah.
The three of us will cop it for everyone else. And they're all staying there.
Conspiracy theories.
Absolutely. How could Darren Lehman not know about this? Well, he's part of the leadership team.
You don't know.
No, I'm getting angry.
And look, Tim Payne, he's officially been named the new skipper. And look, they don't know how they're going to punish the three yet. They need another 24 hours to go through all the information.
Have they not been banned?
Yeah, but there's going to be further punishments.
So
because the integrity of the game.
They're banned for a year? No.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I think that's going to be worked on over the next 24 hours. So we will keep you updated here at 2GO. And you can follow the Facebook page at 2GOFM and find out all
about it. I feel sorry for Cameron Bancroft. I think he was the junior player who kind of got he was the lamb that was led to slaughter, to be honest with you.
He's a bit of a scapegoat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry, lamb, goat. Pick your animal. He's the one.
Talking about a burger with a lot earlier on. You're hungry still. All right, we will keep you updated, though. At 2GOFM is the Facebook page. You can stay up to date there.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
Right now, I want to talk about Tony Abbott.
Yes.
Yesterday he was...
pick up all kind of signals from space with his ears.
Yeah, he's got satellite dishes for ears. Yeah. He was helping, this is bizarre in itself, he was helping launch Pauline Hanson's book yesterday in Canberra, teaming up with the One Nation leader, which is just an odd thing, I think, given that they were at loggerheads in the past. And he basically declared that people are always better the second time round. And people were asking, well, are you going to have a leadership spill? Are you going to have a crack at the big job again? And he didn't discount it.
Oh.
And I don't know about you, Widow, but I've definitely missed Tony Abbott's pearls of wisdom like this.
No one, however smart, however well educated, however experienced, is the suppository of all wisdom.
It's still hilarious. It will always be hilarious.
Oh, no. He did have some pearlers, didn't he?
He had some pearlers. I mean, who can forget the raw onion eating moment? I mean, that was just bizarre in the extreme.
Strange individual.
What about when he knighted Prince Philip? That was another golden Abbott moment.
Yeah.
Oh, and the time that he was on the radio and he winked at the sex worker. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was Tony Abbott at his finest.
Inappropriate human being.
What a fine moment.
He's teaming up with Pauline Hanson.
Well, he has been sort of quite praising of One Nation. He said, "We would not have been able to pass any legislation in this current parliament, but for the constructive work of Pauline Hanson and her team of senators." So odd that he's really aligning himself with the far right now. But he has said... So he's not discounting a comeback for a start, but he has said, "I think public life is a vocation. It's not a job. It's not a career. It's a calling." I'm thinking, who's calling him? I mean, does he think God is calling him to be a politician? Is God telling him to have another crack at the prime ministership?
Well, can we call the person who's calling him and tell him to stop calling him? Is that how it works? But you're talking about comebacks. It's interesting because there are a lot of famous people that do make comebacks.
Yes, there's Farnsley has made several comebacks.
Farnsley. I think
Spice Girls had a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, John Travolta.
Yeah, he made a big on-screen comeback when he teamed up with Tarantino for Pulp Fiction. That's true.
Yeah, and there's one great Australian that is actually about to make another comeback, and it's not Tony Abbott.
Who is it?
Trevor.
Stop it. I knew you were... I can't believe Akmal's not here and you're still doing this to me. Akmal, you're torturing me with John Williamson.
Akmal texted me last night and said, "I'm not going to be in tomorrow, but make sure you play True Blue as much as you can." Yeah, I'm doing it for Akmal. No, he's serious. John Williamson's making a comeback because of this show.
No, he's not.
He is.
I refuse to believe it.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
She is our traditional, our resident space cadet, Mandy.
Yes, I am a space cadet. I do love a bit of space news. And if you've been listening to space news intently, as I know you are, you would have heard that China's space station, Tiangong-1, is actually careening towards Earth at the moment and is due to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere this long weekend. Now, it's about 9 tonnes, and I did tell you that, you know, it is going to re-enter the Earth and land somewhere on the Earth over the weekend. Basically, you've got about a 1 in 292 trillion chance of being hit on the head by some of this space junk.
Okay.
So it's probably not going to happen.
Not going to panic too
much
right now.
Don't panic too much about it. But now they are saying that there are some things not to do if you do happen to find a little bit of the Chinese space station.
Okay, so say you're a farmer, you've got lots of land or something. And
something like that.
Yep, you see it. Yeah, okay.
So a lot of it's going to get burnt up on re-entry, but when it does enter the Earth's atmosphere, some of it might break away and pieces might land all over the shop. Chances are it's going to land in the ocean. If it lands in your backyard, they are saying to us, and this is a public safety announcement, they are saying, don't touch it. Don't touch it because... it could have noxious fuel on it, for a start. I don't know about that. Nah. I'm thinking that would have burnt up on re-entry, but anyway.
Probably.
Noxious fuel. They're saying it could be sharp. I love that. Don't touch it. It could be a little bit sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to stop me.
No.
But this is the most serious reason, probably, not to touch it, is that it actually belongs to the Chinese government.
They own it. Don't touch it.
They
leave it.
They own it.
Leave it alone.
That's right.
They might get angry at you.
Let's say China.
It belongs to China. So, you know, the government actually owns that property and they might come and get you and retrieve it. But, I mean, what are the chances? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, if I found some...
Oh, If I found some, I'm to U-Haul and getting a trailer,
putting
on some gardening gloves and getting that stuff, hauling it back to the pool room ASAP.
What was the satellite thing that broke up over Western Australia?
Skylab.
When Skylab did that, they collected pieces of that and kept that.
Mate, they were selling it.
Yeah.
People were mounting it on little marble discs and selling it to people. Like, Skylab became a tourist thing.
And isn't it a little bit like, you know, like if a... Okay, this is probably a bit mean, but when you're a kid growing up, and say another kid kicked a footy over the fence, that's kind of like 9/10
your
is yours. Is your footy now?
I don't know about
9/10
of. I don't know about that.
Isn't that how it works? Because they've launched this thing into space. It's landed in our backyard.
Exactly.
We own it.
That's it.
It's ours now.
It's ours.
I'm going to get a giant chunk of that and turn it into a coffee table.
Oh, yes.
See, imagine the talking piece.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Or some sort of, bar or, you could turn it into a real talking piece. That's an amazing idea.
See, that's it. We you and I need to get a trailer and go and try and find
someone. By the
way,
if you ever find this, you need to call me.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Happy anniversary to my beautiful wife. I love you, Alyssa. It's our third wedding anniversary today. And even though Akmal is away sick today, I thought we could incorporate some deep bass. Just for him.
I'm missing my little buddy.
He's unwell.
He's got the man flu.
He'll be back, though.
He'll be back tomorrow. But, yeah, congratulations on your third wedding anniversary.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Have done it tough for the last couple of months. So you came from Wagga for this job, which is fabulous, and we're lucky to have you. Alyssa, unfortunately, couldn't come straight away. She had her own job to sort of wrap up. So you guys have been living separately for 3 months, and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
It must have been a really tough time for you.
I'm not going to lie. This has been really tough.
Yeah, that's hard.
I've missed a lot of doctor's appointments to go see ultrasounds and things like that of the baby. And we are incredibly close, my wife and I, so we do everything together. And for me to be away for that, it's been tough. But it's important that, you know, she's got her own career and she needs to see that through and finish something really big that was going on Wagga for her. So she's doing that. It's almost finished. So in a week's time, she'll be up here. She'll be a co-CEO. It'll be really great. But it is our third wedding anniversary today.
It is. And you're quite a traditionalist. This is something we're learning about you on the show. You do things right and you do them properly the first time.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's my upbringing or something, but I am a traditionalist. And I don't know. I like tradition stuff. I don't know. I can't explain it. So, look, the third wedding anniversary traditional present is leather.
Who came up with these, by the way? Because I think one of them's paper.
The first one was paper.
Imagine that. Having a wedding anniversary that's...
I'm a prolific list writer. And my wife, for our first wedding anniversary, got me this really lovely, leather-bound notebook and stuff. So
she should have got that for the third.
She got me paper then.
Oh, that was paper.
Yeah, see, maybe I'll get another one.
So it's leather. So are you going to get her, say, a leather undies?
No.
Leather bra.
It is personal.
What about a whip?
It's something that only she can really get for herself.
What about a collar?
No, it's not. It's really quite boring, but I can't buy it for her. It's a handbag.
Oh, that's boring.
I know, but she's...
boring.
Well, I look,
out of all the leather products in the world, you went with handbags.
It's not going to be a cheap thing. Get a drop about $300-$400 on this thing.
Oh, okay.
She's wanted a handbag for ages, a brand new handbag. She's probably listening on the app, actually. But anyways, she's wanted one for a while. But I don't know, it's a very personal thing.
You can't buy chicks have to buy their own handbags.
Exactly. So I think I'll have to take her shopping and she can get her own handbag. But you got to buy a good one, don't you? I mean, I don't know, handbags.
If it's leather, it's going to be decent for a start.
Okay.
But you don't have to blow a fortune. You can get decent leather handbags for, $100, $150.
I could just go the non-traditional thing, which is some kind of glass or crystal, but that's...
No.
I'll get her a handbag?
I've got the perfect solution for this, and it's leather.
Okay.
This is amazing. I can't believe I thought of this.
I'm concerned.
No. Get her an AFL Sharon football. They're made of leather.
Yeah, okay.
Get her a footy.
She does. She does support the Geelong Cats.
Get her a Cats leather football.
Okay. Maybe.
Yes.
I am a rugby union man, though.
No,
so
but
it's
they're not made out of leather.
Yeah.
They're some plastic thing with the little dimples or nipples or whatever they are on them.
It's got us thinking this morning. We were talking about it before the show about weird anniversary presents.
Yeah, awkward anniversary presents.
Yeah, because look, people go, oh, you got paper for your first wedding anniversary. And I go, well, I actually really enjoy those little notebooks you got me. They're useful.
I think the awkward anniversary presents are the household products. You know, like the iron.
Oh, no.
If you're giving someone an iron as an anniversary present.
No, the only thing I think that is acceptable is if you go to Domain and get yourself a Dyson vacuum cleaner when it comes to...
well done.
Who doesn't love those Dysons, honestly?
I would accept that as an anniversary present.
There
not
you go.
Not very romantic, but very practical.
You suck. Have an anniversary present. It's
a
Dyson.
I want to hear if anybody's got anything that is as awkward as a football... for an anniversary present, because I think you should get her a footy.
I don't know about that.
I think you should get her a footy.
Okay, maybe. Okay, but 4324-4444 this morning, give us a call. What awkward anniversary present have you got?
Okay, and I'll tell you what, you will win tickets to the Sydney versus Ports game on Sunday, the AFL football game.
Okay.
If you can give us the most awkward anniversary present that you've had.
We've got double passes to the Swannies. Call right now, 4324-4444. What is the most awkward anniversary present you've ever got?
It's Sue from Chain Valley Bay. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. We're talking awkward anniversary presents. What did your hubby get?
Well, for our 22nd anniversary, I don't know what it's supposed to be, but he was driving by a tattoo parlour and decided to stop off and get my name on his bum in a red love heart.
So it wasn't planned, just saw a tattoo parlour and decided to jump on in.
Yep, he never liked tattoos.
How big was the tattoo, Sue?
It's about 2 inches.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Were you impressed? Were you happy with that as a present?
Well, on the card he wrote, "I hope you like your present, I can't take it back," and I couldn't find the present anywhere, and it wasn't till a couple of days later I saw it on his bum.
That's great. Look, just interestingly, the 22nd year, he should have got you something copper.
Copper.
So hopefully it wasn't a rusty old copper kind of needle that did all the pricking.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Well, hopefully this will last longer.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, you stuck with that bum for a while now, Sue.
Hey, Sue, we're going to give you some movie tickets. Sherlock Gnomes, join Cinebuzzin and free movies only at Event Cinemas Tuggerah.
And you know what? We're going to throw in a bag of Mandy and Akmal nuts and a bag of Mandy and Akmal freckles because it is Easter and you need some chocolate.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Thanks so much for
the
call, Sue. You're right.
Happy
see you later. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Save my marriage. No, I really mean it. I actually need help. The marriage is in trouble. Please save my marriage. I'm serious. It's not a joke.
Yeah, so he wants to get rid of this segment, but we love it because his gorgeous, unflappable wife, Kate, tells us the most amazing stories of her time living with Akmal. They've been married for just over 14 years.
Yeah.
And wow, some stuff that has happened in their marriage. I don't know how many marriages would last if it happened in theirs.
Yeah.
But she came to Domain to see us when we were broadcasting there on Saturday. We were there for the big sale. It was fabulous. She came in, she brought Bob the dog. We sat on the couch and we said, hang on a minute, you're here, we're here. Why don't we do a Save My Marriage?
And this was the story she told.
We were living in the Northern Rivers, and to be fair, it's a really safe place. People leave their door open, car doors open.
Yep.
Anyway, Akmal took it a step further than everybody else.
That's my zipper open.
that's a regular occurrence as well.
In that area, it's quite acceptable.
Quite acceptable. I was going away for 2 weeks, and the next day, Akmal was going away for a month on tour. So anyway, I packed up, went off on my holiday, came back 2 weeks later. Akmal had left the entire front door open.
Open.
The sliding glass door. The whole half of the side of the house.
Open.
Open. And I came in and there were just ants everywhere. Oh, like you have never seen before.
And I like ants. Now we have 2,500 pets. We know them each by name.
And I thought, well, what do you do in this emergency like this? You make a cup of tea.
Yes.
Because it always helps. Cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Put the kettle on, tea bag in the cup. I poured the hot water on and just ants came out of the kettle.
It was like
no.
They were everywhere.
It was like a solid piece of ants.
Yuck.
So how did you get rid of them in the end? Did you have to call an exterminator in or something?
No. She drank the tea with ants and now she's selling them. Ant tea.
That is quite remarkable. So then you were in charge of getting rid of the ants and securing the house. Akmal,
yes.
What were you thinking?
I was probably somewhere in like Shepparton, lying in bed in my undies, watching
reruns of Friends.
Rerun. No, I don't watch Friends. Probably
reruns of Seinfeld.
Yeah, reruns of Seinfeld or Frasier.
Right. Frasier. So that's where you were while Kate was cleaning up ants and locking the house.
Well, yeah. While she was cleaning up the ants, I had someone come in and clean my room for me.
Oh,
and
God.
Would you like the bed turned down, sir? No, it's the right volume. Thank you. We have different lives.
Well, I don't know how you do it, Kate, but you do manage to live life with this man, this crazy man.
She's unflappable.
She's unflappable, sure.
I've seen her flappable.
Oh, have you? I don't think she's flappable.
No, she
lives with you. She's unflappable.
I'm very zen.
Well,
very
if you haven't zen. Seen us today, get ants in your pants and get to Domain West Gosford today.
You've lost the plot a few times with me.
Well, I've lost the plot. I've kept my calm, but the plot's gone.
No, yes, yes.
As the narrative, the characters.
I'm just saying, no one's 100%. Even Jesus lost the plot. Even Jesus, when he walked into the temple, just went mental and started turning.
Yeah, that's true.
He wasn't happy.
Yeah, everyone has a tantrum every now and again.
Everyone has their breaking point.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to take you to America now, where a guy called Robert Scucci wanted to leave his gym. He changed states. He moved into state and mm-hmm. he could no longer attend the gym that he had a membership with. But he called them and they would not let him end his membership over the phone. Okay. He had to either be there in person to end the membership, which he couldn't because he was interstate, or sign a cancellation letter, which was delivered via certified mail.
Sounds like a breakup.
You know what? He was really miffed that they wouldn't let him break up, you know, over the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what he did was he wrote a really heartfelt letter, which I love. I love the fact that he's gone to this effort. It says, "With deep regret and a heavy heart, I write this letter. Certain events in my life have put me in a different place, and while it was one of the more taxing decisions I've ever had to make, it's the right one." And he goes on and on and on. "I know I've been distant, but it's because I've changed. I have different needs now, and to be frank, you really haven't changed at all." He just goes on and on and on. It's fantastic. And he basically sends it to them and you know, sends all his love and all the rest of it. "I think this is for the best," he says. You know,
what a great way to take the mickey out of them and their process.
I know, right? Yeah. I think this is fantastic. But it got me thinking about those people that we find it really difficult to break up with. Now, mm-hmm. I think for girls in particular, it's hairdressers.
Yep.
I think if you've been seeing a hairdresser for a few years, the thought of going to another hairdresser, even if you just want to try something different, or if you're away somewhere and you want to go to a hairdresser somewhere else, the idea of doing that is really kind of, what's she going to say when I get back?
Well, they'll know.
And they'll know.
If you've, say you're on holiday, you went to another hairdresser just to get a trim, even if you go back like weeks and weeks later to the original, they know.
They go, "Who's
somehow
cut your
they
hair?
Know.
What's going on here?"
Exactly. "My sisters didn't cut this. What's
exactly
this?"
Exactly right. So I think for chicks, that kind of panic sets in with hairdressers. Yeah, yeah. But I reckon it could be the same for mechanics, maybe. Definitely the gym. Cleaners, I don't know, maybe you've got a cleaner you've been using for a year and they're not quite up to scratch and you want to change cleaners, but you feel really bad about the cleaner.
Yeah, and how do you do? "Oh, I'm just going to clean the house myself now.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're lazy ass."
And it reminded me, too, of a friend of mine. Her mum lives in Hobart. They moved from Adelaide a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she said that her mum flies to Adelaide to go to the dentist.
Where from?
From Hobart.
From Hobart?
Flies to Adelaide from Hobart to go to the dentist that she's been seeing for 20-odd years because she doesn't want to break up with the dentist.
Is that okay? Or is it that she's just got a fear of finding another dentist and doesn't want,
maybe,
you know?
Or maybe it's just a fear of breaking up with her dentist.
It is really awkward.
It is awkward.
It's how do you start the it's almost like a real breakup. How do you start the conversation that you're leaving?
You know, if you've been going for years, there's that real relationship and the loyalty programs and they always super service you as a client and all that sort of stuff. I think this is actually a real modern day problem. Matt's been seeing the same hairdresser for 17 years. No, 14 years.
Yeah. Some guys are like that. My dad seen the same barber for just forever.
See, we all have this. We all have this.
And then you build a rapport and a relationship.
Yes.
And you're like, "I thought we were friends." And,
yes.
Okay. All right. Well, 4324444 this morning. When did you break up with your hairdresser, mechanic, gym, dentist?
Could be a dentist or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. What happened? How did it go bad?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in how that conversation starts.
Yeah.
And how it resolves.
Yeah.
Or whether you just bolt.
Talking about when did you break up with your hairdresser, mechanic, gym, dentist, and what happened? Because it gets very personal.
It does get very personal in those relationships, and people feel loyalty and all of that. And Jason from Chitaway Bay gave us a message on Facebook and said that he goes to the cafe. He, you know, had a relationship with his local cafe.
Oh, so that's another one.
To get coffee and food.
Yeah.
And then one day he walked in with a 7-Eleven coffee in his hand. To get food, and they were not happy.
Yeah.
See, this is it.
Well, how much is a coffee these days?
Oh, it's about $4 or $5.
See, I don't drink it, so no. Like $5. Yeah, like it's 7-Eleven, they're like a dollar or something.
And you get a donut or something. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. It happens a lot. In fact, I've recently had to change hairdresser because obviously I've moved up here
but
now.
But that's a decent excuse, right?
Yeah. Like, it's not like I'm going to drive 5-6 hours to go get a haircut. But still, there was that kind of weirdness when you go get your haircut for the first time by someone. You don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So then if you don't go back, it's
I know.
Like, Good thing you did a good job. I will go back.
I bounced around different hairdressers for a couple of years, and I always made sure I said, oh, yeah, I just go to different people every time. I just try and really set it up so I don't build that relationship.
See what you're doing.
And Al, our producer, he also has had a story where he wants to leave F45. He goes to the F45 gym.
No.
And he wants to leave, and they're giving him, come in here.
You've just said it on air. They're going to know.
I know they're going to give him hell about it.
What have you done?
I don't mind. They're going to give you hell.
Al, she's just said that on air. Like,
oh,
they're going to give you hell about it.
Oh,
You said to me you wanted to leave F45.
Yeah, the guys gave me a really good rate, so I've been pretty lucky there. But I'm trying to save money for a house.
Right.
Oh, that's
so
fair enough.
I'm like, should I break up with F45? But the issue is my trainer is also a really good friend.
Uh-oh.
And my trainer also lives across the road from where I live. So.
Oh, no.
Well, they know now, mate. It's done. Hey,
it's done.
We're breaking up.
Hey, just give them a heartfelt message now. Just say what you want to say about breaking up with F45.
Thanks for yelling at me the whole time.
I was going to say, if you need someone to yell at you and make you do things, I'll do that.
Right.
We could do that.
Yeah, get out of the studio, Al. Go.
Drop down. Give me 20. Out. Go.
No burpees.
Burpees.
Yell at people, make them do stuff. That's what personal trainers do, right? Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
This weekend, the Central Coast is very fortunate to have this guy coming. Hello.
Smooth.
It's just the dulcet tones of Lionel Richie.
Can you imagine the stadium going off singing that on Saturday night? It's going to be fantastic.
Look, if you want to win tickets, 2GO is the place to do it. You've got to be a club member, though. You can become one right now. 2gofm.com.au.
Okay, we've given a club member a call back. I reckon we should say that. Are you ready to sing that? Are you ready?
No.
Chris from Budgie Boy. Hello. Is it us?
Hello.
Oh, good work, Chris from Budgie Boy. Well done, indeed. Are you looking forward to Lionel Richie?
I think Lionel Richie would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We've got a double pass for you, pal.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
No worries. Who are you going to take?
The wife, I'd say.
The wife? Yeah. You better take the wife.
I'd get in trouble if I didn't.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Keep her happy. All right, mate. Well, congratulations. You're on your way to go see Lionel Richie.
And Sheik is going to be there with Nile Rodgers, so that's going to be fun as well. So make sure you get there early, okay, Chris?
That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
No worries at all.
You're welcome. And look, keep listening across the workday here on 2GO because they got more tickets to give away. But become a member right now, 2gofm.com.au, and catch Lionel Richie with special guest Sheik featuring Nile Rodgers at Central Coast Stadium, 31st of March 2018. Tickets available at tickettech.com.au.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Book this into your calendar for next weekend. The NAB Central Coast Italian Festival is on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happens at Edelong, doesn't it?
Yes. It's going on at Edelong Beach Tourist Resort, and there's going to be some Italian cuisine there, over 50 Italian-inspired stores, plus meet Oliver the Donkey and help raise funds for the Donkey Society.
Yeah, there's a donkey rescue place here on the coast. I'm sorry, I've just got stuck on food, Italian food.
Well, I'm going to keep that theme going with a pizza that you're going to love.
Yeah.
Because you're a big fan of cheese.
I am known as the cheese monkey in my household because I do love cheese. I have to stop myself from buying it, otherwise I would be the size of a house.
Okay, what's your go-to cheese?
Oh, God, I've got so many. Havarti, Gouda, Edam,
Gouda, yeah.
Feta. I'll eat Parmesan on a cracker. I'll actually just eat Parmesan as normal cheese.
I hate Parmesan.
Oh, Parmesan's the
best.
I
hate it. Stinks.
Don't you dare.
It's a stinky
cheese. How very dare you?
Look, there's a pizza that's been created that set a new world record for having 111 different types of cheese on it.
On the pizza?
Yeah, but here's the only thing I've got to change. It's not in Italy. It's in Germany.
They're making a pizza with 111 types of cheese in Germany.
The Germans have done it. It's got I don't know cheeses, so you have to help me out here. Roquefort.
Roquefort, Berkoni,
and Parmesan and mozzarella and all that stuff on it. Anyways, they beat the previous record of 101.
I'm just trying to think of how you do that. It's either a very, very big pizza or you're only putting a little tiny piece of each cheese on there.
Well, it's not a huge...
Oh, my God, it's a small pizza.
It's not a huge pizza, but what they do is they put individual pieces all around it, 111 different pieces, and apparently each bite is very, very different. It explodes with flavour.
Do you know what? I'm going to do this at some stage. I'm going to set myself the challenge of putting as many cheeses on a pizza as I can.
Nah, it's just weird.
I don't think I'll get to 111.
You know what?
It's not weird at all. It's delicious. Melted cheese goodness. Once me and my friend started a wheel of brie, she started on one side and I started on the other, and we basically just chipped around the wheel of brie until we'd eaten half each.
What? You have some pretty crazy parties, you and your friend, don't you? Hey.
Let's get some brie and settle down for a big night of eating cheese.
No, I do get it. It is brie's great. Ever cook it in the oven, melt it a little bit? Yeah,
I have with cranberry and rosemary.
Well, look, if you put 111 different cheeses on a pizza, I will come and eat that pizza, okay? As long as you can do some of the stuffed crust in there, because that's where pizza evolution has gone for me. You ever had that stuffed crust from like Domino's and pizza?
You're a heathen.
It's the best. Do that with brie in it. It'll be amazing.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on the Central Coast, 107.7 2GO.
Minus Akmal.
Akmal's away, unwell. Get well soon, mate. Hopefully be back tomorrow's show.
Yeah, I've missed him today. I've missed him poking me and annoying me and playing John Williamson and doing all those things.
I know, you can be like he's actually here. True
blood. See, that wasn't an invitation. It was not an invitation.
He did text
take it
me.
Off.
He
I did. Mean, this is our golden opportunity to not play John Williamson for once.
He did text me last night and say, make sure you play it a fair bit.
He just does it to annoy me.
It's great, though. It's good cheering.
Success.
Good
cheering. You've annoyed me. Thanks, Widow. Excellent. Hey, here's some great news. We're halfway through the working week already, guys. So just two more working days and then the long weekend. That's a bit exciting.
It is exciting. And look, if you want to catch up with anything on today's show, you can do that, 2gofm.com.au, or download the app. You can hear about my anniversary gift for my wife. It's the third anniversary. Wedding anniversary. It's going to be leather.
I have a great suggestion for you. I think you should take it up.
Some interesting suggestions. You can hear it all in the catch-up, as well as Mandy's space news about what to do if you find a little bit of the Chinese
space station this weekend. It is going to come through the Earth's atmosphere and hit the Earth at some stage. So.
But you are not allowed to do something with it. We'll find out. You can find out what that is in the catch-up. We are out of here. Mickey D's up next. And don't forget, they've got Lionel Richie tickets to give away right across the day today.
Absolutely. You've really got to get in it to win it. It's going to be the gig of the year, I reckon, on the Central Coast.
2gofm.com.au is where you become a club member. It's the only way you can win. We'll catch tomorrow, 5:30. Bye!
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.